Hello, this is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Daniel Oluwole. Renting a house in Abuja is becoming increasingly challenging for many residents, from young professionals to families. The struggle to afford a place to live is hectic. Rent seems to be climbing higher and higher each day, leaving many residents struggling and frustrated. But why is this happening? What is driving this trend? Let's find out. Let's begin by hearing from some residents of Abuja how they cope with rent.
Abubakar is very clear. Yes, actually, the increment is in house rent has been something that has triggered every, what they call it, tenant in every house. Actually, because I think some have been complaining that it's the house agents, should I say estate agents, that are the contributing factors to the increment in the house rent. Because most of the agents, you find out that they could just go and sit down and maybe decide on the amount of houses. Let's say, for instance, if someone is staying in a two-bedroom flat, they could sit down and say, oh, two-bedroom flat now, it's not supposed, let's say, for instance, like me, how it actually affected me directly was like, I have a two-bedroom flat that I was renting. Then I think the house agents around that area sat down, had a discussion, because, you know, most of the times, these house agents, if they decide, if maybe, let's say, for instance, you're paying 400,000 for what they call it, a house rent, the percentage or the commission they get is a little bit lesser than what they'll get maybe if the house rent has been increased. Say, for instance, maybe they're getting a 10% of 400,000, which is like 40,000. This is a little bit lesser.
Of course.
But maybe if they, yes, if maybe if what they call it, they sit down and decide, okay, let's try to talk to the landlords and see if they can increase their house rent, maybe say by 600%, just like how it affected me directly, like I said earlier. You see, the percentage they will get or the commission they will get is a little bit more than what they call it they will get for a house that is being rented for 400,000.
How much tell us you were paying before compared to now?
Yes, actually, I was paying 400,000. All of a sudden, around December, I just saw a message on the platform of the house where I'm renting at. I just saw a message that the house rent has been increased by 200,000, making it 600,000.
I want to change environment now. And then the change of environment now, where how much I'm paying, at least I'm paying 150. Then now, changing to a new environment now, they are telling me I must get like 300,000. And then it's just so frustrating.
We're like paying house rent of 60,000 before, self-contained, in even local area, where we are staying, like a place like Papi. But now we are paying 100,000, 120,000. So you can see, it's going higher. It's going up to 50%, 100% increase.
What about many landlords and land owners, shall you understand, they are taking up the responsibilities, shall you understand, to put burdens on the poor masses who cannot actually afford, you know, the payments of our strength.
My name is Mwazu from Abuja, Nigeria. So this issue of landlord increasing house rents, it's not funny at all. It's not funny at all, because number one, the economic is very hard. Everything, this situation of the country is very hard. Then you will now sit down, a landlord or agent will now bring a letter for you and tell you or call you and send you a message that they have increased house rent. Please, what sort of thing is this? How do they want the masses to do? If you talk now, they will say, things are hard. This house that they built, is it today or this era that they built it? Is it not when the things are cheap that they build this house? And moreover, maintenance, most landlords or agents, they are not maintaining the house. As in, like, in a sense, okay, let's say renovation aspects. A landlord who can build this house in 2005 and to 2024 now, you just come with a renovation empty, you just see and you have increased house rent. Haba, look at the salary alone that you are collecting, that a worker is collecting. It's not enough to feed himself and family. It's managing, paying the little house rent that is paying. Overnight, somebody will now just come and knock at your door or call your phone and tell you that your house rent has increased. No renovation, no facilities, nothing. You just come overnight and say, house rent has increased. It's quite unfortunate.
Those were the voices of some Abuja residents speaking. Despite the dwindling purchasing power of residents, house rent keeps soaring. My colleague Noe Samson speaks with Jonathan Ekwa, a real estate expert who gives insights into the factors influencing the rise in rent.
The prices of cement, those building materials, the prices of cement, rod, laterite, granite, and the rest of them, when those prices are on the increase, of course you are going to see increase in the rental value. People are moving into the cities looking for greener pastures. They are coming into the city to look for greener pastures. It will definitely lead to an increase in the rental value, because when there is a high demand for a product, it will definitely lead to the increase in the value of that product. If they have provided a mass housing project, for instance, if the government come to the Ministry of Agriculture and decide to provide 2-2-bedroom flats for all the whole staff of the Ministry of Agriculture, they will have the right to decide on how they make use of that property, because they are the one that provided it. Are you getting me? But in a situation whereby the government did not invest or did not subsidize or did not contribute to the construction of a property, they don't have the right to decide on what happens to that property.
We also have a chat with the landlord. Take a listen.
I'm Buhari Ibrahim Shehu. First and foremost, it is true that lawyers do engage in management of properties for their clients, wherein they receive rents and do other sundry issues in respect of the properties. Now, it is also true that landlords have recently increased rents in respect of their properties due to the economic rise in everything. As you are aware, that everything has gone up. Now, you see, one of the major reasons why landlords do always increase rents in their properties is that maintaining the property, that's in case of maintenance and other activities that affect the houses or the properties, you see that for a landlord to maintain his property now, he will have to increase more money from his personal earnings to buy necessary materials that we use to maintain the property. And not only the maintaining the property, but also some of these landlords rely on those properties for their livelihood. So the increase in the economy invariably affected them, that they will have to increase their own so as to meet up with the rise in the market stuffs. So basically, the landlords do that for these reasons and some other reasons.
But barrister, some of these tenants are crying or lamenting that without any consideration or of not having a corresponding increase in income and or salary, and this house are not being fed by these landlords, neither do they sometimes even repair these houses at the detriment of the tenants.
Certainly, there are issues for concern, particularly for indigent landlord, I mean tenants. But if you look at it from the angle of the landlords too, most tenants do not maintain houses for their landlords. A small repair, they will have to refer to a landlord for him to come and fix. So you see, fixing those any damage to the house, the landlord will have to use money, and that money he will use will have to come from the house. He cannot go and look for his personal earnings and come and put in the house again when the house is supposed to be bringing him an income. So in some respects, it is justifiable to increase rent, though not indiscriminately.
That was the landlord there speaking. Certainly, there are several factors contributing to the surge in rent. What could be done to balance the rent and other needs? We will find out after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. In this episode, we are looking at the hike in house rent and how residents of Abuja struggle to survive this surge. Before we went on break, we had a chat with residents of Abuja who shared their experiences with us and with a real estate expert who gave insights into factors influencing rent. What could be done to manage this situation in this city? Dr. Issa Abdullahi, an economist and national development expert, tells us.
Well, thank you very much. I think, you know, the real estate sector is one of the major sectors in any economy. And the Nigerian economy, Abuja precisely, is one of those hubbing areas of economic development in the city. And one of those areas that people believe they could invest and get a rip of their investment with little risks on it. And Abuja has been one of those areas in the country with high tenancy fee for a long period of time. Concerning the issues coming up today and nowadays, you know, there are a lot of changes within the economic variables of the country. A lot of things, prices have been going up. In most cases, rents are being paid for one period of year. And in between 1 year to now, we must have gotten a lot of increases in prices of a lot of economic activity, economic goods in the country. And as such, for those people who are building houses for commercial purposes, rent out for to people, they will believe that this is a commercial venture and they will need to get the maximum return out of it. And they would like to say it should be a kind of a thing that will sustain them in whatever situation they should find themselves. Therefore, if they could build a house where they cannot get what to feed themselves out of a complete house they build, then they will say definitely they have to increase the prices, because all other things, prices of petroleum products, transportation, school fees for children, food and whatever, they have all doubled. Rents, you know, prices of electricity and so on and so forth, they have all multiplied. Therefore, it is necessary. Those landlords will definitely increase to meet up with the need. But then the implication is telling. It's a very serious one for fixed income tenants most especially. And those people who are vulnerable, the poor people at the background. Somebody who has little or nothing to take care of himself, very difficult to go to his working place. He eats maybe one or two square meals at most, and he finds it very difficult to have a phone in a day. And, you know, those people will find it very difficult. Even if you increase just one unit of an amount of money on them for tenancy fee, they will definitely find it scorching. And the same thing with those people who have fixed salaries. These constitute most of the people in Abuja. Residents of Abuja mostly are salary earners. And as such, you will be hearing the groaning here and there that salaries have not been increased, and therefore level of poverty will increase on them, and the burden will be increasing also.
Okay, Doctor, how can the citizens survive with the recent increase in tenancy fee without any corresponding increase in earnings and or salaries? As you started saying, it is going to speak volume on low income earners and salary earners.
Well, one of the major problems of inflation in any country is the fixed income earners will definitely find it very difficult to cope up, because as economic variables are going up, their own is fixed, is staying in just one place. When you take the history of Zimbabwean inflation, for instance, you realize that at a point in time, the salary of a worker in 1 month cannot even take him back home just to transport himself for once, to go back home just one time. So this is a very serious thing, is a very alarming thing. The government has to look at the best way it can. If you look at the economy, we always see economy works in a balancing system of equilibrium. And the equilibrium is between the demand and the supply. In a situation whereby the supply of the houses are there, the suppliers of the houses are the landlords and those giving out houses for rents and agents, they are supplying the houses available, but then people that can afford to buy it now are in a very terrible situation. They either pay for the rent and stop feeding them their families, or they either pay for the rent and find it very difficult to go to their office, or find it difficult to pay their children's school fees. So what can you do to boost the balancing system of the equilibrium? You have to increase their wages and salaries so that you maintain your equilibrium condition, or else the economy will be moving in an unbalanced situation, and that is going to be very serious in the long run. It will have a negative multiplier effect for the economy.
That was Dr. Issa Abdullahi, an economist and national development expert, speaking. Remember that while the challenges of renting in Abuja may seem daunting, there are solutions out there. And by coming together as a community, we can work towards a more affordable and inclusive city. And this is where we draw the curtain for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. And to everyone whose voices were heard on the show, we say a very big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Media Trust production. And you can download these and other episodes on theliterals.com or buzzsprout.com or listen to some radio stations close to you. You can listen to or download the podcast by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. For sponsorship or advert placement, call us on 081-055-737-35. I am Daniel Oluwole. Bye for now.